You're listening to SBS News.
It's the beginning of August, yet New South Wales isn't showing signs the pandemic is over. 239 locally acquired cases were recorded on Sunday, at least 61 confirmed to have been infectious in the community for all or part of their infectious period, while the isolation status of 98 cases remains under investigation. The State Premier Gladys Berejiklian offered up one piece of good news, saying the virus has been contained within 8 strictly locked down government areas.
We are again seeing the virus circulate in workplaces and households, and that's been a consistent trend. The one positive takeout is that the virus has not, in the main, gone outside those 8 local government areas of concern.
However, for residents in those areas, that information is less impressive. New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McAnulty said 161 of the cases recorded were spread across southwestern and western Sydney. The 8 areas of concern: Liverpool, Fairfield, Cumberland, Canterbury, Bankstown, Blacktown, Parramatta, Georges River and Blacktown are still under tougher restrictions than other parts of Sydney. Movement has been limited to a 5-kilometre radius from home, with only essential workers allowed to leave the areas. Construction in those areas remains closed, with construction workers not allowed to leave for sites outside their LGAs. Ms. Berejiklian has called on residents to see August as a fresh start and get vaccinated.
Today is the 1st of August, and I'm calling upon the people of Greater Sydney, of Greater New South Wales, to come forward and get vaccinated. To get to the 70% target, we need 9.2 million jabs. To get to the 80% target, we need 10 million jabs. And we've been talking about this in New South Wales for some time. Pleasingly, in the last 24 hours, we had over 82,000 people get vaccinated in one day alone in New South Wales. Now, at that rate, we're vaccinating about 500,000 people per week, but we want to do more. We want to go faster.
An increase in vaccine administration is being backed and encouraged by the federal government. Last week, National Cabinet flagged the easing of restrictions and lockdowns once 70 to 80% of the population is vaccinated. Reaching these benchmarks means a significantly larger number of Australians need to roll up their sleeves, with around 19% currently fully inoculated. Australia's acting Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, says numbers are going up.
In July, 4.5 million vaccines were administered to people in Australia. This compares to 3.4 million in June, 2.1 million in May. Our national vaccine rollout continues to ramp up, and thank you to everybody involved in getting those vaccines into people's arms. Yesterday, 110,000 vaccines were administered across Australia. This is a record for a Saturday. And that takes us to over 12.3 million doses administered.
Australia's vaccine coordinator, Lieutenant General John Frewen, has assured expected vaccine supply will allow the vast majority to get vaccinated by the end of the year. Mr. Frewen says focus is on key sectors which pose an increased transmission risk in New South Wales.
We've already started doing vaccinations of some of the key food hub distribution areas in New South Wales, and in conjunction with New South Wales, we've agreed that we will do the food hubs and they will do the supermarket workers and the like. We're also engaged in discussions with the construction industry in Sydney to figure out the best way to get that workforce vaccinated as well.
Aged care facilities are once again proving to be high risk, with 12 residents infected in a facility in Sydney's inner west. A staff member at the home in Summer Hill, run by Hardy Aged Care, tested positive for COVID-19 last week and worked at the centre while asymptomatic. Authorities say 80% of residents in the facility have been vaccinated. However, those infected were moved to hospitals as a precautionary measure. Mr. Frewen says with vaccines now mandatory for aged care workers, he anticipates all staff will have received at least one dose by mid-September.
One of my highest priorities right now is the aged care workers who've been slated as now a mandatory requirement for vaccination. So we've got a very comprehensive plan in place to make sure that they all have first dose vaccination by mid-September.
Over the border in Queensland, a rapidly escalating situation is concerning state authorities. 9 new locally acquired cases were recorded on Sunday as 11 government areas in the southeastern part of the state sit through a 3-day lockdown. Health authorities are trying to understand the link between a COVID-positive high school student and travellers in hotel quarantine. The 9 cases are the highest number of daily infections in 1 year and have all been linked to the high school cluster. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young is urging the community to come forward for testing.
I still think there will be cases there in the Sunshine Coast that we don't know about. And if we don't find them, they will continue to spread. So that is really critical. I do not have any link between these cases that have happened in Indooroopilly and where it originally started from those 2 people who came into Queensland from overseas with the same genome sequence. So this is critical.
Meanwhile, in Victoria, a situation which 2 weeks ago saw residents in their 5th lockdown since the pandemic began has now calmed. 4 cases of COVID-19 were recorded in the state, all linked to current outbreaks and quarantining throughout their infectious period. Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.